You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In 2013, two brutal murders left the city of Davis, California, paralyzed in fear.
The victims were an elderly couple. It was up close and personal.
I'm 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty. I thought I had seen it all until I encountered the mastermind behind those murders.
I think the word is psychotic.
This is 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders. Follow and listen to 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Behind the scenes, behind the glass, there's no sports. It's Matt and Matt, two producers who happen to be homies. Just chilling on the junkies, yeah. It's bit season, what a time to be alive. Bit season, couple of regular guys. It's bit season, go have yourself a laugh. It's bit season, ha 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 ha.
What's going on, biddies? This is Bit Season, episode 90. I'm Drab T-Shirt.
And I'm Matt Valdez.
It is Friday, July 21st, a day late.
Yeah, thank you for being patient. I know everyone looks forward to Bit Season coming out on Thursday, but yesterday was a busy, busy, busy day. I think Drab coined it my 15-hour workday.
Well, there was some fun to be had during that workday. But as I say, better late than never. So here we are. We got a great show planned for you guys. And yesterday was a really massive day for Commanders fans and
the station in general.
Yeah, a great party last night, man. It was a good time. I kind of wish it was on a Friday. Friday would have been better.
That would have been a lot better.
You have to do it the day the team is sold, but we could have stayed there all night.
I felt like I was missing out, and I felt like I was leaving early, the party early.
Party started the bullpen at 4:30.
I think gates opened like at 4. People were starting to line up, and they just decided to open them at 4.
But it really didn't start getting rowdy until about 6 o'clock.
Six
to 7 is when it really kind of picked up. Even though the team was sold around 4:45, the energy, more and more people got off work, put on their Commander clothes, came on down.
It was the perfect timing because I think like people were still in the office or, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So they could get the news and then go from their office straight to the bullpen for the party. So like there was no mystery if the team was being sold or not. They just like knew as soon as they got off and they knew about the event at the bullpen. And so I think they just started filing in from there.
Yeah, great event for both stations.
We got to see Fun Drab. Fun Drab was out.
What's Fun Drab?
I don't know. He's just
having a beer?
Having a beer.
Yeah.
Smoking and joking with the boys.
I wish I was smoking. I regret today not having cigars with Doc Walker and the boys.
Dude, I've never seen more cigars in my life.
Over the entire bullpen was the cigar smoke.
I appreciated the cigars because it covered up the weed smell.
I know. The weed smell is brutal. The last thing Eric Bickle should be doing is smoking cigars, even though he was bragging about it today that it was an amazing prop for his chipped tooth.
Uh-huh.
His teeth are already brown.
He can't
go down the cigar path. Those things will just turn
it's
to
stained.
Yes. They'll just look like tar pretty soon. He can't.
His teeth will look like almonds.
Yeah. It was fun for Eric, and I know he was having a good time. What'd you make about Stevie Bickle coming down?
You know what? It was, I kind of get it, because when you're young, he's 21, 22, 22. Yeah. When you're young like that, you kind of just want to be in the scene. You know what I mean?
But not usually with your dad.
You know what? When I was 21, 22, I wish I had that relationship with my father. But it's kind of, because usually when I'm at that age, still, I'm still fearing my father. Until you turn 30, you stop really fearing the wrath of your dad.
I don't know. There were always kids like that partied with their dad. I guess you fear your dad, but it was more of a respect thing. I respect my dad enough not to get drunk in front of him or to embarrass him or do something like that. But it was actually the other way around. I heard Eric, and you also pointed this out, and this is a theme with EB, and you guys know exactly what we're talking about here, of Eric trying to be the cool guy and trying to hang with the boys.
He wants to be one of the guys.
He wants to be one of the guys.
Hey, I will say, I heard Eric using some crass language in front of his kid. Then if I heard my dad say that, my jaw would be on the ground.
Well, it just is a little bit awkward, right?
And it's so very awkward.
AB, he's got the lacrosse haircut at one point.
the lettuce. That's what the kids call it. The lettuce.
The lettuce. He's drinking all the time to keep up with the lacrosse guys. He's doing he's listening to country music that obviously is some sort of influence from young guys. I don't know what it is.
He's drinking transfusions.
No, old fashions.
Yeah, old fashions.
My buddy Kent texted me the other day. He said, it's a lock that Stevie drinks old fashions, and EB saw that. Or someone on the lacrosse team is drinking old fashions, and EB picked up on it.
It's a bonding moment.
Yes.
It's a bonding moment. I think, although I will say...
What did EB say? You can bleep it. I mean, you can.
All right,
you can say it. I mean, just
so I think I was asking Eric
or edit yourself.
I was asking Eric to go on stage, to do a shot ski like in front of the crowd, and I say, hey, they need you on stage. We want to do something with you. You know, hype up the crowd. And he goes, oh, who's do I gotta suck?
Okay, that's what he said.
Yeah.
All right. That would be awkward. Yeah. If my dad's
in front of your kid, I went, whoa.
Now, look, there's points for being authentic and being your true self. I could just never imagine.
Can you imagine your dad saying that in front of you?
I'm sure my dad, around his boys back in the day, probably said a lot of things like that.
Uh-huh.
Not in front of me. I would pass out. You're right. I would pass out if I heard my dad say something like that.
Although I thought it was beyond that jaw dropping moment. I thought it was kind of heartwarming that a father and son are sharing a cigar together on this huge momentous occasion.
No, it's not, because Stevie was only there for the booze. Now, I saw a lot of father and son combos down there last night. That was cool.
That was very cool.
Right, but those are diehards. Those are dads who you know, saw the Super Bowl victories, and then their sons never abandoned their team.
Right.
They rode it out together, and here we are.
They made it through the other side.
Yes.
I got kind of chills. Not chills, but it made me remember the moment of when the Ravens won the Super Bowl in 2000.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad, huge lifelong Colts fan. All right. Growing up, I was not allowed to root for the Redskins.
Fair.
Because you know, they weren't our team. All right. My dad made that a point very clear to me.
Who was your team?
I didn't have a team.
You had no team?
I had no team. I would just watch football. I rooted for my dad's pool picks.
But who was your dad's favorite team in 1993?
Didn't have one.
He didn't have one either.
Didn't have one.
All right.
My brother cheered for the Redskins. Because they were the closest thing,
yeah.
But my dad thought that was like a lost cause. He's like, I'm not gonna screw up my other child,
yeah.
And so he didn't let me cheer for the Redskins. My brother learned how to play Hail to the Redskins on the saxophone, actually.
Is he still a Redskins fan?
No. He dropped that immediately when
got a team.
Yeah, when we got a team.
Mm-hmm.
But when they won the Super Bowl in 2000, I distinctively remember my dad crying after they won. And I had never seen, the only times I've seen my dad cry are when his brother died.
At a funeral.
Yeah, at a funeral.
Uh-huh.
It was only the one of the funerals. You must have not liked the other brother.
Well, emotions are hard to process.
I'm teasing.
Uh-huh.
And when they won their first Super Bowl, they're the only times I've seen my father cry. And that's actually, it's a very weird thing seeing your dad do that. You don't know how to react to it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the vibe that I got when I saw all the dads and their kids together at the bullpen. What was really weird is the F Dan Snyder chants going on with like 8-year-old kids.
Well, that happens at games too. I didn't even think about the kids there. I did notice. I was concerned about all the live broadcasts, radio and TV that were going on all around us.
Yeah, I thought about that too. Like the band on the stage.
You know, they were dumping the radio station back here.
Because of
like when Cakes went on stage and was screaming, oh, F this, F that, the 980 guys were dumping him back in the studio nonstop because he was going over the air.
Hey, what did you think of Cakes' performance yesterday?
Cakes, I love Cakes. I'm a little disappointed in the other guys.
I am as well.
So to set the scene a little bit, it was basic. Well, the new.
This,
I don't want to get the guys mad at us. The event started at 4:30. At 4:45, Cakes was the only junkie that was there. Now Lurch is gone. He's on vacation. Mm-hmm. I found out from Chris Farley that JP missed the beginning of the show, of the event.
Yeah, the event.
And when I say the beginning of the event, the team was sold at 4:43, I think. Those guys weren't there for the big announcement.
Mm-hmm.
The whole point of the whole thing.
Yeah, it was the guys that get on stage do a big hoopla about the sale.
JP was on a run.
Like jogging.
Jogging.
Yeah. On a track.
At some point in the afternoon, and then that is either why he was late. But JP also said that he was sitting around and thought the event started at 5:30, and he looked at the clock and realized it started at 4:30.
And what a dog.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what happened. And EB, I'll give EB a pass because EB said he was ordering Uber after Uber after Uber and they kept canceling. And so he finally got one. They got him there around 4:45. But when the announcement broke that Josh Harris is the new owner of the Commanders, uh-huh, Cakes and Karina from 94.7 had to make the announcement. Karina, who's awesome music host, doesn't know anything about football,
right?
And has no history here.
Yeah, but
she
was a pro.
She was a pro, but she like introduced the band.
Yeah. Cakes did the kind of the heavy lifting. Karina did like the band introduction following the announcement.
Right. So the guys missed the announcement. Not great start. Not a great start. What are we doing here?
I know.
You know,
fashionably late. Here's the problem. This was a poor producing on our part. Is we should have drilled in their head. Like this isn't like a show up at a house party thing whenever you want. Like
I didn't expect them to be late. I didn't even.
Well, I know, but we should have drilled into it that the meeting is ending at this point. It'll become official by 5:00.
We didn't really know. Is that the right word?
Nebulous.
Nebulous. The timing of it was. We thought it was 5:30 or 6:00. That's when it was going to be announced. And then during the day, it kind of got moved up a little bit.
We should have drilled in their head to get there right at 4:30. Hey, I will say, I miss events.
Events are awesome. We've had a little bit of a run here.
We have.
We had the pickleball.
They're coming back.
We had the movie theater showing. We had this. We got to keep it going.
Yeah, it reminded me of the spring break parties.
It was, and Valdez pointed out, there's a bunch of new radio guys that haven't worked here that long. They don't have...
Yeah, the Michael Mars around the station.
They don't have quite the history of us. Their eyes were wide open yesterday, and that was a sportsy event.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, imagine when we're doing our reindeer games, throwing yogurt on girls' faces.
The bikini contest.
Bikini contest, the making out contests.
I fell in love so many times backstage at the Junkies bikini contest. Year after year. I missed that.
Yeah, you found a new girlfriend every bikini contest.
Well, let me tell you. You guys had a there was a black girl there one time that I, in a yellow bikini, that I can still picture today, me being absolutely mesmerized by how beautiful she was, or how smitten I was by her.
The yellow popped off of her, I don't her remember, Nubian skin.
Yeah, the spring break parties. I wish we could rewind and rewind the hands of time so we could do that again. But unfortunately, we can't.
No, but like, you should have seen the faces of all the young bucks who haven't been around the block.
But that was just the drinking and the partying and everybody having a good time, smoking the cigars. Cool event. I mean, we've got a little bit of momentum here. The big
we do have momentum, and it's great. It's great to go out and touch the people, as JP would say, mm-hmm. and it makes you feel good about yourself because you're like, oh my God, I can't believe these. Like when people are coming up and not just saying they like the show and everything, but just saying how they like bit season.
We met a lot of bitties out there. A
lot of bit season talk. It was fun. It makes me feel like this is worthwhile.
Yeah, you know what? Valdez was down in the dumps earlier in the week and last week, and so it happens to all of us. Everybody gets like, depending on what's going on in your life. You know, not every day you come fired up for your job. Or just to be in a work building, you wish you were doing your own thing. I'm sure Valdez wishes he was playing golf a lot. I haven't seen Valdez hasn't stopped smiling all day. I'm trying to figure out why.
We had a successful meeting the other day.
And we did have a nice meeting about
There's nothing like a couple hundred people stroking your ego.
Yeah, you alerted me last night that our paychecks had extra money in it. I don't know if that was a mistake
I sent you a text. I said, hey, I thought I got an accounting error in my paycheck. Yeah. I said it was rather large.
You know what I wish.
It was a fun event.
It was a fun event.
We could let our hair down.
Yeah, we could. Hey, what was going on with your shoes? Oh, what the hell was that?
Do you not like my peacocking?
Is anyone else talking about what Valdez's shoes were last night?
I haven't seen much chatter on IG or Twitter.
I know. It should have been Josh Harris. It should have been 15 to 20 minutes on the Junkies this morning. Valdez,
explain what you thought my outfit was, and I will explain the proper fashion.
Okay.
You obviously don't understand high fashion.
It's not high fashion. Maybe it's you trying to be snooty fashion.
my country club chic.
Val, what do you, I don't know, country club. I'd call it charter club. Okay. Valdez was wearing leather boat shoes,
like
Sperry's,
loafers.
Penny loafers. He was wearing penny loafers. This guy was wearing the shoes of a 63-year-old man last night. And he was peacocking, and his chest was puffed out. Valdez has never felt better about an outfit than what he was wearing last night.
You don't see me in the wild. You don't see me in the wild.
Is that
often.
What you wear to Spain or what? Spain wine bar.
Is that what you wear? That's a hot Ocean City getup.
It was. But then you're
those
also,
are that's that is those are summer shoes. But you don't understand seasonal fashion.
Okay, you're right. I'm wearing. It's 95 degrees. I'm wearing
Jordan dunks on.
No. Well, Jordan, you're kidding me? Black Jordan pandas, low pandas. That's the epitome of fashion right now. But I am wearing like corduroy black pants right now.
No. You have the same shoes.
I don't check.
You don't have like there's seasonal wear.
No offense,
and that's what you wear.
No offense.
Hey, D Woods got sized.
And if D Woods says nice things to everybody,
yeah, that
all
is
the
true.
Time.
He's probably joining behind my back.
No chance D Woods would ever been wearing those shoes.
Well, he can't. It's a white person look.
Oh, it's like yes. All right, pop your collar.
Yes, it's very fratty. It's very
you look like
it's country clubby.
Can I tell you, you look like a frat douchebag. You look like you go to school at Alabama or something. The only thing that was
I had
a collared shirt.
I had loafers and my crab croquis around my sunglasses.
What are crab croquis?
It's just there's crab crab embroidered croquis. A croquis is what you put on your sunglasses.
Oh, and
so
the hang
around
thing?
Your neck.
Okay,
so you
I didn't know that
them.
Was the term.
Yes, it looked like I was going yachting.
It did, but you trying to be part of Daniel Snyder's yacht club?
I was going to go buy the Lady S right after the bullpen appearance. Yeah. Look,
but everyone, you know what?
No, I was there.
I will give
looking,
you props.
Looking professional while all the other commander slobs are in their burgundy and gold Zumbas, whatever you call them, walking around smoking cigars.
I will ignore.
I was classy.
You were.
Everyone was trashy.
Classy at the bullpen that literally stinks until the cigars were lit up of a sewer. Okay.
No, that's just the rainwater.
No, that's the zillion porta potties that were right by the stage. I will give credit where credit is due. Valdez was getting compliments from guys all night, women. Older women, younger women were coming up to him, telling him he was looking nice. So I will give you props.
I did get a lot of, you're looking swole,
right,
you're looking
but can,
good.
Can I put this out there to the biddies? Stop telling me Valdez looks good. I don't need to hear that. Tell him. Away from me.
No. Actually, you know what you could do?
Yeah.
It's tell me in front of Drab.
No,
that makes
don't.
Me, that
no,
makes
no,
me feel
no,
good.
Yeah, please. And you know what? If you're a
you know what I like? I like when you're a biddy and you say hi to me. I really like it when you touch my arm and you squeeze my arm and you tell me how jacked I look.
And you know what? If you're an out of shape guy like myself, don't come up to me and say, "Let's start working out together," or "Let's start hitting the gym, Drab." You inspired me a few weeks ago. I had like five guys tell me that last night. Yeah. We all looked terrible.
No. You know, it's so funny. Some guy came up to me and said, "Hey, your body shaming segment on Bit Season really inspired me to get my ass, to kick my ass and get back to the grind." I said, "That was Drab."
You know what? Come tell me that in 6 months when there's some change in your body that I inspired change. Because right now, you and me, we both look the same.
Yeah, don't tell me about your inspired body as you're double-fisting Coors Lights with a cigar in your mouth.
Right.
Because you're the epitome of health.
Everyone's very impressed by Valdez's physique. So congratulations to you.
Hey, speaking of physique, do you know? Oh, you left by then. Do you know the elite producer move that I pulled?
No, I don't. I thought we left at the same time.
I had to leave a little bit later than you.
No, I did do an Irish goodbye.
I know you did.
Yeah.
But this is the elite move that I did. So, like, I was getting ready to leave when you left. And then I'm hanging around Michael and Haley.
Okay.
All right. And one of
who's
the
who's Haley's somebody who
she's the one that did all the posting, the social
right,
media stuff.
She works
stuff.
There. Yeah. Okay.
So, I'm hanging around them, and then someone from Atlas or from Andy's Pizza, they're saying, "Hey, we're getting a bunch of pizzas for the staff." All right,
for
the bar backs and for the bullpen staff. And so I negotiated. I said, "Hey, can we get a pizza? Can we get a pizza for the station? You know, for the guys? Because I was seeing B. Mitch Slern on stage. I saw Jeff Walker.
Jeff
stumbling
Walker
around,
tore down drunk.
I was seeing Michael Marr sucking down Zin like a Pez dispenser.
Yeah.
All right. I said this crew needs some grease in their tummy. All right. So I negotiated an extra large Andy's pepperoni pizza.
Now I'm bitter. I didn't realize it was Andy's pizza.
Andy's pizza.
Love Andy's. All right. Me and Lurch love Andy's pizza.
All right, and then I'm walking over there like a big sausage pizza.
like a porno delivery pizza.
I got that hot pie. All right. What's the Home Alone Nero's pizza?
Oh, yeah, Nero's. Yeah.
I'm running to that front door with that hot pizza, and I plop that thing down, and you would have thought it was a treasure chest.
And all right. Everyone flocked
to that pizza. And
any
I made
listeners,
the,
any list, or people try to come over and you beat their hands
oh,
off?
Oh, yeah. I said, staff only. All right. So I plopped that thing down, and everyone started running towards the pizza. My sausage, I got a one slice of sausage and pepper pizza, and that was going to be mine to enjoy. That got munched down. I didn't get to have a piece.
No, you botched it.
I botched it, but that was the elite producer move. Grant Paulson texted me this morning at 8 a.m., all right? And he goes, I can't stop thinking about that pizza move that you did last night. And I said, that's what good producers do.
Hey, well, you were having a great time. Everybody was having a great time. And even though I'm not a Commanders fan, Valdez a Ravens fan, I'm excited for the fan base. Everyone, it's good for the station. It really is. It's for more people tuning in. It's good for the vibe around here.
Yeah, no excuses now.
No excuses. Yeah,
we don't have to do the. But it's the owner.
We'll figure something else out. Did you like our? I hope the biddies. I know we don't do sports stuff on the show today, but the idea of us starting the movement to get the Redskins' name back.
It was genius thinking.
It really was, and we're gonna pressure Magic to go visit the reservations and get a stamp of approval from all the Chiefs out there to get the Redskins' name back. Start tweeting them that.
Yeah, I like the idea of Magic wearing a headdress and with Chiefs, you know, smoking peace pipe.
Right. All right. So we'll you know, obviously now the training camp starts next week. We'll be doing some of that, but we'll get away from the Josh Harris stuff here a little bit and have some more non-sports segments. Yeah. Next week.
It was good that we did the bit season today, so that way we could recap the show and everything.
Well, I want to go back to something that was mentioned earlier about EB and him kind of pretending to be something he's not. All right, and you wrote this down in our notes this week that you want to talk about EB being a fake country fan.
Oh, yes.
Okay. So, I mean, he's clearly
overcompensating.
That's the phrase. EB, a 53-year-old man from
discovering country
from Bowie, Maryland. Okay. There's not one pair of cowboy boots in Bowie and all of Bowie. There's not one horse in all of Bowie in PG County. PG County.
It's the least country in the world.
They do have the in Upper Marlboro. They have the Showcase Arena.
Uh-huh.
So maybe they have a few horses out there, but for the most part, that ain't prime. What's our country station here in town?
MZQ.
MZQ. That's not prime MZQ listening. I don't know where it is, but it's not Bowie, Maryland.
No, it's not
the Bickle household.
No. When I think of MZQ, I think of Fauquier County,
Loudoun County, yes. Middleburg, something like that, where Drab lives. The horses are all out there, the country folk,
This is why Eric is fake country.
Why is he a phony? You tell me why he's a phony.
I'll tell you exactly why.
What's going on?
I don't even consider myself a country man.
Mm-hmm.
All right? I've seen Eric Church in concert twice. I'm seeing him next weekend.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I have tickets to go see Morgan Wallen. You know, I would still call myself a tertiary country fan. But the fact that Country EB, all right, doesn't know who Dierks Bentley is, that he doesn't know a single Dierks Bentley song after singing Old Dominion.
I know.
Telling us how much he loves Morgan Wallen. That's why he's a fake country fan.
Well,
he doesn't know who Kelsey Ballerini is, because I said that like she got a shoe thrown at her on stage, and he goes who's Kelsey Ballerini?
But that could also be his brain rot. But because isn't he?
Well, you can't blame brain rotten on everything.
I know, but it's hard not to. But doesn't he drive around listening to the country music station though, like on Sirius?
No, he has a Spotify.
Spotify. That's okay, so he's just listening to Parker McCollum over and over again.
Yes, because his BMW connection.
Oh yeah, it's also so weird. The BMW owner's son or something is Parker McCollum, who's a up and coming.
Talk about fake country.
Yeah. All right, so that's how I think it all started. But I think Vinny and Joe like country music.
And then
I think that's part of it.
Kids are listening to it, so it's a way to bond.
But I don't understand. He doesn't. How can he relate to it? How can EB relate to country music? All he says is talks about three things on.
Yeah, they said hit their cars, Friday night,
trucks,
and beer.
Yeah, well, EB doesn't drink beer. He drinks cocktails. He doesn't have a truck, never grew a truck, never rode a, drove a truck. Yeah. Nothing. I don't understand how he relates to it. If anybody could on the show could relate to country music, it would be me and maybe you, because we come from...
hillbilly towns.
Hillbilly towns. I mean, especially myself. I mean, the kids were... half the kids in my high school wore cowboy hats to school.
Yeah.
Okay? Like, it was just a different place to grow up. I hate country. I don't hate you country. Don't, I just have no appeal for it. There's a couple bangers. I like Toby Keith. But outside
that's the only thing you know is I like Toby Keith's patriotism.
Yeah.
Like you haven't hopped on the Morgan Wallen bandwagon.
No. I couldn't. I'll be honest. I know that song he sings. What is it? Long. What is it called?
Long. There's lots of songs.
No, his big one right now.
Last night.
Last night. Long last night. Okay, last night. I was just thinking long night. Last night. No, I don't know any Morgan Wallen songs. I obviously know that, but I don't pretend. I'm not going to pretend to be a Morgan Wallen fan.
Yeah, you don't go, ooh, Morgan Wallen, he's so hot right now.
Yeah. Well, I know he is, but I wouldn't go to, I'm not going to Meriwether to see his concert or Jimmy Lou.
Morgan Brett. Wallen would never play Meriwether.
He wouldn't?
No, he's selling out arenas. He sold out,
oh, okay.
He sold out San Diego's ballpark.
Sorry, all right. I don't want to insult the
fans. Don't him.
Okay. FedEx Field. Didn't he play at FedEx Field?
He's playing there in September.
Oh, okay. Yes. That's right. Right before
the season starts.
Well, I would say that I'm also an event guy. So if everyone's going and someone said, here's drive, you want to go free tickets on a Saturday night to Morgan Wallen, me, Valdez is going, everyone's going,
hey,
I would go.
Like, but I feel like we would have a great time together.
We would.
except I got a lot of problems with concerts.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Because I have a pet peeve. I don't like at a concert. I don't like people singing along. I'm there to see the artist. I want to hear the artist
sing. Can I tell you something?
I'm not going and I'm not paying money to go see John Doe sing Seven Summers.
Okay. We are 90 episodes in. That might be the most ridiculous thing ever said on Bit Season. You don't like people singing at a concert? What else are you supposed to do?
No. You're supposed to listen.
Are you allowed to dance?
Yes.
Are you allowed to toe tap?
Yeah, you can toe tap. You can dance. This isn't Footloose.
Okay.
All right. No, but
That is so stupid.
No, it's not. I'm paying money to go hear the artist sing the song that I enjoy. I'm not paying.
But you can hear the artist sing.
No, not if some chick sitting behind me slurring the words to it. That is not what I want when I go to a concert. I don't want to hear someone's towny accent, and I know the hypocrisy of it, me saying that.
I know.
I don't want to hear their towny accent.
But you don't, because everyone's in unison. You don't.
No,
you don't
no,
make
no,
a-
no, no, no. You can hear the person screaming along. It's not. All right. I will. The only time you are allowed to do that. All right.
When he holds out the mic.
When he holds out the mic.
I know.
That is your symbol to sing.
You see. But he's doing that because he's feeling it. That everyone's singing along. He's not going to do that and be look stupid and everyone go not sing with him.
And then there's silence.
Yeah.
No, you got to feel it. You got to know. You got to get the vibe. But that's my thing. Is I don't like the screeching sound of someone's voice. There's a reason why you're not famous. There's a reason why you're not on a major record deal.
I know, but you're in a choir. You're doing it together.
You know what choirs are for? Church.
Okay.
Not
okay. An orchestra.
These are expensive tickets. So I want my money's worth.
You want everyone, a bunch of mutes out there.
Yes, exactly. You know what I would do?
Are you allowed to clap or is that too distracting?
After the song. or if it's on beat. You're allowed to clap on beat.
What about, are you allowed to do a lighter or cell phone flash?
All right. Lighter is okay, but cell phone prohibited.
Oh, you want to turn in your cell phone at the beginning of the concert?
I want to turn in your cell phone at the door because I am a proponent of living in the moment.
Okay.
I am a moment guy.
Okay.
I don't think people should be glued to their phones watching the concert through their screen, through their iPhone.
So you, Miranda Valdez over here, doesn't want anyone on their phones during a concert.
Oh, trust me, when she yelled, when she scolded those women for taking a selfie at her concert, I was team Miranda Lambert.
Why?
Because, well, number one, that's distracting. She's on stage.
She should be better. She should be better than to be distracted. First of all, it's Miranda Lambert. You telling me that Drake and Morgan Wallen and all these guys can have a concert with 80,000 people and they can do it, but you can't in front of 2,000 people at the Nubs Planet Hollywood?
It's distracting, so I understand her point. But those women, number one, they should have done the selfie between sets, okay? Number two,
can I ask you, how is it distracting? Shouldn't you be looking out at the crowd? Why are you staring down at the people right in front of you?
Let me tell you something.
You should be singing the song, smiling, dancing.
Well, no, you shouldn't be singing this. You mean
Miranda Lambert, yeah.
Well, it's just, it was right in front of her. She couldn't help but notice because the photo was right next to the stage. It would be like someone. This is exactly what it was like. Do you remember when we had to do the formality interviews to produce the Junks?
Okay.
You remember like the whole dog and pony show that we had to do?
Yes.
So I had to go and basically do a job interview.
EB was on his phone?
Yeah, for the job that I already had.
Valdez, completely different.
It's the same thing. I'm doing an interview in front of the guys with CK and Eric won't stop texting on his phone.
No,
stop tweeting
this
on his
is
phone.
The equivalent.
It's the same exact thing. This artist, this performer is on stage and this person's right in front of her, not giving her the time of day. It can ruin your psyche.
Well, again, I would say be a better performer. If you're distracted by people, I mean, that's what people do. Take pictures at concerts.
By the way, I'm banning.
Okay,
I'm banning flash photography at my venues.
Maybe the most unpopular move of the last few months of what nobody was on Miranda Lambert's side except for you.
I was team Miranda Lambert. And I'm also outlawing singing. So.
Okay. So if you sit courtside at the Lakers game, are you allowed to take pictures? Is that too distracting to LeBron? He's going to miss his jump shot because you're taking a picture.
You can, but under my lifestyle, I would be in the moment, not on my phone taking a picture if I'm sitting courtside at a Lakers game next to Jack Nicholson.
Okay, but just imagine that LeBron shooting a free throw and then throwing a hissy fit and taking the ball and going to the resting point. Hey, get rid of their phones.
To be honest with you, they kick people out for less.
They do.
I got you there.
Yeah, but that's under the guise of they're like using racial slurs or something like that.
They can't take Joning.
I can't take Joan in. Yeah. Also, one of my favorite internet memes is LeBron pulling the ref and pointing at the people on the courtside, tattling on them. Is like one of my favorite things ever on the internet. All right, so Valdez is anti-singing at concerts, anti-photography, anti-phone use.
Anti-fun.
Anti-fun,
definitely. I'm not anti-fun. I am starting to move towards the moment. I think we're having a societal problem where everything is taking a picture for your IG, for your
we're
Twitter.
Living in a fake world.
We're not living in a fake world, but we're not enjoying everything. Do you remember there was a viral photo, and I think it was during like the PGA Championship, or it might have been the Masters.
Okay.
No, actually, it wasn't the Masters because you're not allowed to have a phone at the Masters, which, by the way, is the smartest thing in the world.
I do like that.
All right. So the Masters agrees with Valdez. Mm-hmm. Just putting that out there.
It's golf. A quiet game. Okay.
But
fart in someone's backswing and they throw you out.
But there's a viral photo of it's like Rory McIlroy at some event, and there's a guy holding his Michelob Ultra, standing there watching the guy swing. And
yes,
then everyone else has their arms up to go video the shot in the rough.
Mm-hmm.
That is me.
That's who you want to?
That is my spirit animal. That's who I aspire to be.
No, look, I wish there was more of that. I do get annoyed that the dumb viral video this week of the Taylor, the Swifties on the flight. You know what annoyed me about that video is that they're all singing along, right? And it's supposed to be like this great in the moment thing.
Mm-hmm.
Every person on the plane is recording the same video. And so it's just a video of everyone holding their hand up in the air with their phone.
That's exactly, I know, this, that's exactly this. My point. That's exactly what I'm getting at.
Okay.
Doesn't that irritate you? Or am I the only person that has a problem?
No. If you're on your phone, I can kind of see your point. But if a quick picture is fine with me. But recording every moment is tilting. If you're recording every moment for ADs on Instagram, that's tilting to me. I'm a big in the moment guy too. I'm constantly battling with my wife
yesterday, about it. Yesterday we shouldn't have. No, trust me. I look at my phone because I want to stop talking to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
It's my excuse to get away from a conversation.
Okay.
But like yesterday, you're hanging out and everything. You shouldn't be on your phone. You're talking to people, meeting listeners. Mm-hmm. That's a in the moment type day.
Yeah,
and that's what I'm trying to aspire.
I'm not talking about it as a distraction. I'm sort of more so like photography type thing, video. I'm always like my wife just wants me to take pictures all the time, and as a guy, most guys just loathe taking pictures.
Yeah, because
and
we suck.
I'm like, oh my god, who cares?
We don't know
can
the
we just
angles.
Enjoy yeah. this. Why do I have to? Now I'm concerned about taking photos, and you're taking me out of the moment. Of whatever we're doing here.
I didn't know the rules of photos. Do you know there's rules?
The rule of third? The rule of third?
Is that what it is?
That's
that what it's called? If you're going to do a full length picture, it has to include feet, or there has to be like a picture that's just knee high, or there's only a picture that's like shoulder high. Like you're not a, like if you take a full length picture, it has to include feet. There's a whole photo world out there that I don't understand.
The rule of thirds is a guideline that places your subject in the left or right third of the image, leaving the other two thirds more open. That's the only photography rule I know. And my other trick is, this is my trick.
Yeah, what's your trick?
All right, if you want a great photo.
Yeah. All right, I need this. There's a lot of pictures yesterday where I didn't look.
And nobody does this because everyone does the opposite. You, for the best lighting, and preferably it's not super sunny out, overcast or partly cloudy would be better. But you need your subject's eyes looking towards the sun. You need them facing the sun. Otherwise,
facing the sun.
Yes, because that illuminates their face.
Okay.
If their back is to the sun, then that's how you get all the shadows all over your faces.
That's how you look fat.
Well, you're fat, but your faces will look, it will look terrible.
Hmm.
Turn them around, have them face. Yes, they might be squinting in some photos, but more often than not, it's going to look better. It's going to look. So rule of thirds and have your subject's eyeballs on the sun.
What trick I learned?
I mean, facing the sun, not staring at the sun.
You know what trick I learned yesterday from taking pictures with listeners?
What's that?
I'm going to start doing this. I need to start wearing like sunglasses, like the big, the bigger type sunglasses.
Why?
Makes your face look smaller.
All right.
Big sunglasses makes you.
Were you wearing
thinner.
Sunglasses on your eyes all night?
Not all night, but like when it was sunny out, and then when the sun went away, I put them away. But sunglasses make you look good.
Not me. I despise sunglasses. I will never, ever buy another pair of sunglasses.
Well, I lose mine all the time.
I don't even like wearing them. They feel weird on my face. I feel like people are looking at me weird. I don't know. My entire life, I've hated sunglasses.
So when you go to the beach, you don't wear sunglasses?
Never. Would never even cross my mind. It doesn't even cross my mind. I would just spend a week out on a lake.
When you're jet skiing or going on the boat, you're not wearing sunglasses. You're not wearing sunglasses on a boat.
Wouldn't even think of it, Valdez.
Now who's an alien?
I don't even have sunglasses to think about putting on. I would never buy sunglasses.
You don't own a pair of sunglasses.
No, negative.
You don't keep sunglasses in your car,
Sarah,
if you're staring at the
car.
Sun.
I don't have
you're driving.
No.
And you're staring at the sun.
Sun's
on 95.
Sun's in my eye. I put the visor down and I wiggle it around and try to block the sun the best I can.
You're driving 80 miles an hour into the sun and you're not going to put on
but
sunglasses.
Also, I believe I've trained my eyes better than most people. My eyes are used to the sun.
Oh, you, got, right? You got 20/10 vision.
Yeah, I do.
No, it's a fighter pilot. Fighter pilot eyes.
I'm used to the obstruction and glare, or whatever you want to call it. I can just, it's like being used to the heat. You put someone from Alaska in Phoenix, they'll die in a minute. You put, I'm out there, I'm baking in it every day, so.
Is this an Arizona thing?
No.
You had so much sun exposure?
I don't think so. People in Arizona wear sunglasses. It's a drab thing. I despise sunglasses. Now, look, I don't even, everyone else wears them, I don't even think about it. But for me personally, I just don't like the way
now,
they feel.
You realize now I need to see you. See what you look like in them.
It's possible that I don't look great in them, but it's more so that I don't like the feeling of wearing them.
You know, you would be a big M-frames guy.
What's it? What's an M-frame?
Do you know how like what baseball players, what the outfielders wear?
Like the square ones,
the kind of square ones.
Maybe. I also have an oval face, so it's not really probably the best look for sunglasses. There's nothing chiseled in there.
Now I'm literally trying to think of every single event that we've gone to, especially like outdoor events, like summer dress parties.
Yeah,
and stuff like
you'll
that.
Never see me.
I've never seen you wear sunglasses.
Yeah, I'm always these. You'll look directly into my blue eyes. Got to putting out a
is
vibe.
That what, is
can't
that
hide
you,
them.
Yeah, say you have stunning blue eyes. And you
can't
don't
hide them.
Them.
Yeah, yeah. Boy. It's like you. Would you? You got now. You got all these muscles. I don't see you. I see you wearing thin t-shirts all over the place. You're not wearing a parka.
I can't hide these babies.
Right. Exactly. All right, let's take a quick break. Before we go to break, though, let's talk about our guy, Mike, from Don't Sleep here.
Yeah, today's episode of Bit Season is brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy Drink. I know one thing. We needed it yesterday for our long...
We were slamming them yesterday.
I got mine right now. Don't Sleep Energy Drink supports Bit Season. They support Matt and Matt. Get some today at don'tsleepenergy.com and use promo code BITTIES, that's BITTIES, for 10% off every order. Follow and like on all social media at Don't Sleep Energy. It really has fueled us, I guess, in the last 36 hours. It's been our lifeblood.
Absolutely. All right. When we come back, Valdez wants to fill me in on non-playable characters. We'll be right back.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In 2013, two brutal murders left the city of Davis, California, paralyzed in fear.
The victims were an elderly couple. It was up close and personal.
I'm 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty. I thought I had seen it all until I encountered the mastermind behind those murders.
I think the word is psychotic.
This is 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders. Follow and listen to 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're back. Bit season episode 90. Quick break there. Valdez, you've been, I don't know what the hell you've been doing, but all week you've been listening and watching these weirdo TikTok videos.
I have.
And you've been giggling.
I have been giggling.
And
like a schoolgirl.
I don't understand your interest in it. That's what I. That's what I'm confused by.
Okay. Well, let me explain. Number one, I was on this. I was on this trend. It's almost like a fascination. All right. And then finally this week, there was a huge story. I think Barstool posted it. Mm-hmm. Daily Mail did a story about it.
What do you mean you've been on this trend? You had
I noticed people posting clips of NPCs, non-playable characters. And so what these NPCs are doing, it's basically like an influencer who is doing a live stream. Okay. Mm-hmm. And it's akin to a cam girl almost, where they're on camera and viewers, listeners are tipping the NPC, and the NPC is acting out these emojis that they're being tipped. And these people, these NPC influencers, TikTokers, OnlyFans-ers are making an enormous amount of money through these tips. Particularly, there's one named Pinky Doll, who I've been following.
Yeah, I know. I know who she is. She's the main one.
She's the main one who started. I guess made this trend relevant, and everyone's kind of copying her NPC that she's
doing. Okay. First of all, why do they call it NPC?
Because it's called a non-playable character.
Yeah, but
because if you call yourself a character, it's offensive to people. So this
is the word character.
The word character is offensive.
In general, or just on this weird TikTok?
In this stratosphere, in this universe.
Okay, because I just assumed an NPC. I always thought it was someone without like an identity or real thoughts, robotic, and those were like background characters on The Sims or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. So but they're not really like a character on a game. They're like.
Okay.
There was a whole thing about being called a non-playable character.
Okay.
Like you're not allowed to say you're a character, but you have to.
You have to emphasize
that you're non. That you're.
So they're being told what to do.
Yes.
Basically.
They're
okay.
being told what to do.
All right.
They are acting out.
Okay.
Everyone's tips.
All
so
right.
These tips that these viewers are doing are in the form of emojis. So the emojis are worth like pennies. Some emojis are worth dollars. There's a there's a range of tips. Like
what's some expensive ones?
I think the sombrero is an expensive tip.
Okay.
All right. When they get the sombrero, they go crazy. They go, "Oh my god, sombrero!"
That's right? What she says.
Ride 'em, cowboy. Okay. They do that. That's my NPC.
What's
voice.
The ice cream one?
Oh, the ice cream one. Pinky Doll made ice cream famous because she goes, ice cream." Ice cream, yum yum. All right. All right. The fascination with this, okay, is that it's so stupid. But you can't understand why people are into it. There's an underlying sexual component to this. People aren't just getting entertained because they're going gang gang, gang gang, gang gang.
Okay. Yes, it's like
they're not getting entertained by that, but there's this controllable aspect that you have. Like it's almost like
it's our version.
You're the dominant
person.
It's the same reason why people have a fetish for cam girls. Like you're telling this cam girl where to put something and what to do.
Well, but there's nothing underlying about the sexualness of cam girls. You know what? You're not pretending anything. You know, this is like, it's the same thing as, what was it? The people are called furries, and then they're into, what was the pony show? The
My Little Pony.
My Little Pony, or bronies, or whatever.
Yeah,
whatever.
Bronies. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They'll be like, what are they called? Bronies?
Yeah, bro. Yeah. It's been a while since I've thought about a brony. Okay, but yes. Right.
And then what that is, those are the people who are sexualizing My Little Pony.
Yes. So these people are sexualizing emoji, acting out emojis.
It's a very good comp. It's a real life My Little Pony fantasy. Mm-hmm. The same people who like My Little Pony or find My Little Pony sexual are finding these users, they're finding Pinky Doll sexual, even though she's eating a glizzy.
Well, my problem with Pinky Doll is that the sexualization of this is that she looks, with the makeup on or filter, whatever it is, she looks young, like way too young to be doing ice cream, whatever the hell it is. Okay. It's hard to do that with my big lips.
Ice cream. Yeah. Yum. Ice cream. Mm-hmm. Yum. Ooh. Glizzy.
It's some weird sexual fetish thing that a bunch of perverts are getting these cute girls to do this kind of stuff.
Do you know what the weird part is? It's not just girls that are doing this. Mm-hmm. Guys are.
Oh, guys are doing it now too?
Yeah.
Of course.
But here's the weird part.
Mm-hmm.
Is that there's the underlying sexual nature of it. So these guys are pretending to eat a hot dog. All right, when they get a glizzy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so when they're doing.
How are they doing?
Let me show you. There you go. He goes, ooh, glizzy. Like that. That's what he's doing. All right, with his hands around his mouth. It looks like he's.
All right, okay. All
right. so that's part of it. And so, I just know on the other end that there's, guys who are. Who are sexualizing this kid mm-hmm. who's pretending to eat a hot dog.
Right.
That's a weird part.
So the people are watching
I don't know. I don't understand. I don't know how they're aroused by mm-hmm. it. But no one is watching this.
It's just titillating.
Yes.
All right.
It's titillating.
But why are you? But you're spending a lot of time.
That's a very fair question.
Why are you consuming your free time with this?
I'm trying to figure out why it's entertaining. It is kind of weird.
But you're smiling while you're watching.
I will say the sounds are kind of entertaining. I'm not going to lie. And we work in the audio industry. So the sounds have something to do with it.
All right.
But also the fascination with it, that this person is making basically working. Like, this is their mm-hmm. job. I think that's a fascination with it with me. Okay. And also trying to understand why someone enjoys it.
What kind of run does this thing have?
It's a very good question. You're asking a lot of great questions.
Thank you. A month top. We'll never talk about this again.
People would think TikTok would be just a fad, right?
Everyone thought that
would be Vine.
This is a little different. This is like some flash in the pan thing that, I can't think of another example, but it's just dumb things that people get into for like a week.
Like an ice bucket challenge.
Yeah. All right.
Except they're profiting, not giving it to ALS.
This is this summer's ice
bucket. You know what it is? It's the crate mountain. Remember the people walking to the crate mountain?
Same exact thing. Yeah. The crate mountain. Just like anything, people are doing things so they can go viral.
Yeah, no, but here's the thing, we'll move on to something else. I think people who are being NPCs or playing these characters, I think in order to do this, you have to have some sort of influence. You have to have some sort of online clout already.
Mm.
Like, you have to have a fan base.
Right.
Like,
you can't start from scratch.
Like, I think Pinky Doll has an OnlyFans.
Mm-hmm.
So I think she does sexual stuff, or she, she's showing.
It's all, everything's a setup for your OnlyFans.
Yes.
I've learned that.
Do you know what, is this out of bounds? Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
I told, cause I've been trying to get the guys to talk about this for like a week. All right. I've been explaining NPCs to Eric.
I know.
It's basically talking to a brick wall.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then I told JP, I was talking to JP, and I tried upselling NPCs to him. And I said,
anything for a buck.
And I said,
and our Mr. Social Media.
And I said, you know what? Eats with Kelsey. Should be doing this.
She could do this.
I said she should be doing this mm-hmm. because she has a whole TikTok and a whole Instagram and a whole platform dedicated to food, dedicated to mm-hmm. cookies. This whole thing, half these emojis are food related emojis.
Let me ask you, where are they doing this at?
Like their home, their house.
No. What
I think TikTok has. Has an app that allows you to like go live stream or something like that.
Oh, okay. So it's all on the TikTok app?
Yeah, the TikTok
app. And you can donate? You can put tokens in there and
tokens and all that nonsense.
I didn't know that.
So she has this following. What does she have, like 600,000 TikTokers?
Okay.
What do we call them? Followers?
Mm-hmm.
She has this following and the ability, and it's built in food related. Now, well, I had to explain to JP that there is a underlying sexual current that are in these live streams. And that was kind of an awkward conversation. but he seemed intrigued by it.
I'm glad that now that we've discussed this, that you said Kelsey, because in your note here, it says, I suggest to JP that his daughter do it. And I was thinking Isabella. And I was like, Valdez, that's a terrible idea. What you're suggesting, telling him Isabella to get
no,
on.
No, no, no.
All right. Then I forgot about Kelsey.
you thought Isabella.
That's what I thought you were getting at.
Six, seven.
Yeah. I didn't know what I guess. I thought you were having your own brain fart. Okay.
No. That would be extra weird.
All right. Hey, well, speaking of JP, he is on a co-tilt of the week. Oh. Him and Lurch.
Oh.
All right. Stealing muffins from the Homewood Suites is so embarrassing, and I can't believe they're doing it. And where is their conscience? Where is their guilt? How are they just these millionaires stealing $1 muffins every day?
This is,
and I shouldn't say every day for JP, but he did it. So, but Lurch.
But now
is,
you're lumping him with Lurch.
Yeah, there they are.
They're Bonnie and Clyde.
Now look, I accused JP of being a thief. I said, stop stealing movies, like a month or two ago. And it was a huge thing on the show. I said, I'm not going to talk about JP anymore for a while. But this is just so absurd that I'm going to put him and Lurch together. Why?
Why are they doing this?
Why would they do this?
Do you know what's tilting about this? Is we have a great relationship with Homewood Suites.
Why are they jeopardizing?
We are able to park at a discounted rate and have a valet, have our car safe. We're not going to be parked on the streets. My car's been broken into, parking on the street.
Not a discounted rate, a zero rate. We pay nothing for the parking spot. We just tip them.
Yes,
we tip them. The valet. Yeah, is what you would have to do anyway, yeah, so if you're parking there. Yeah.
So that's, well, I mean, that's what I equate our fee to, is right. The tip. But this is all in jeopardy if the GM finds out and rubs him the wrong way.
Of course.
If a guest goes and squeals to the front desk, or if they're caught in the act.
I mean, why?
This is so dangerous.
Why would he talk about it on the radio?
I don't know.
To let them know that he's stealing.
I don't know. I guess JP and Jason find it funny.
No, I guess
in some way it is. It's so embarrassing. It's funny, but they don't. It's not going to be funny when we got to pay $300 to park in the garage a month.
No, I think they don't see it as stealing. That's what
there's no way.
No, I think they convince themselves that they are.
Well, that's basically the mindset of O.J. Simpson.
Yeah, they're delusional in this aspect. They have convinced themselves that it's their right to help themselves to these muffins because they park there.
They use the Homewood so frequently.
Yeah, they're guests in their minds. They have free use of Homewood. They can use the bathrooms. They can take the muffins.
I've used the bathroom at Homewood, but
sure, but that's a little different. You're not taking a product.
No.
And society doesn't frown upon, you know, using other people's bathrooms.
But have you stayed at a hotel before and have taken, you know, some of the, like, the shampoo or the soap or, like, but
at least, I mean, I'm sure I have, but
you're staying there.
I think that's part of the built-in cost. The breakfast is part of the built-in cost of staying overnight, of getting a room. There's no built-in cost with you giving $2 a day to the valet. Now, if we get the GM's blessing, like if we get out a letter, you guys help yourself to muffins every day, then I will be in there 100%.
Hey, have you noticed?
But you can't take it without asking.
Do you know? I've noticed this, and I've said this on the show that Jason's been getting in later and later and later.
Yes,
like,
I know. Literally at the last minute, right before this. We got two guys showing up here moments before the show's
ticket. Well, you know what I think's going on? Like, Jason would say, like, how, like, he would sit in his car or whatever. And just, like, wake up in his car. I think sometimes they are cutting it so close because they're waiting for the breakfast to be served, and the breakfast is coming out close to 6 o'clock.
Oh, he's trying to get some eggs.
Yes.
And he's just hoping they bring it out early.
He's waiting for the GM or the morning staff to go drop off a big bowl of Rice Krispies treats.
That's an interesting theory.
So now they're getting in later and later because they're standing around in the lobby waiting to smell that bacon.
I thought you were getting at that they are getting in late because they're sitting around like eating a muffin and drinking a coffee. Well,
that's
or
true
something.
Too. They could be grabbing it.
No, I think you're onto something. They're waiting for the sausage patties to be rolled out.
And you know what,
embarrassing.
It's coming all together. Because you know how Jason goes, I never buy anything here. I never want to eat.
I know.
I never eat anything. You want to know why?
Because he's
stuffing his face with quiche at 5:51 in the morning.
Yeah, yeah. That is a tainted record by Lurch now.
Yes, it's like the steroid era.
Yeah, it really is a steroid era. Yeah, he's not buying anything here because he's lifting it from a place down the street. And those are the two cheapest junkies. In my opinion, I know there's always a debate, but JP and Lurch are the two biggest squeakers in my mind.
Do you think Eric or Cakes will start doing that?
No. Eric doesn't.
Well, I was going to say I don't think Eric
cares about stealing, but
he cares about how he looks.
Yeah,
he's too scared of getting caught.
No, I think that's beneath him is to like take a little prepack someone else's stuff. Cakes is too much of a good guy to do that. Cakes would be obviously never do that. And to be honest, you and me would never do that.
You know what I don't like is that I will say. If they're getting like scrambled eggs and sausage patties.
What happens if the breakfast is up? Then they start serving it at 5:45 out these and Lurch is getting an omelet every day. Or say it's put out at 5 every day. Okay.
All right.
And then there's omelets and all kinds of good a personal chef there.
All right. Omelet bar.
Omelet bar, whatever you want. A French toast bar.
They got you know what I get steamed up for?
Yeah.
Waffle machines.
A waffle machine.
Actually, I don't like waffles, but I like the idea of waffle machines.
Will you go in there and steal that breakfast now that it's no longer little prepackaged muffins?
I'll say this, and this is the God's honest truth. Mm-hmm. Okay. If JP came in with a plate of bacon and eggs, I'd eat it. but I wouldn't wait in line at the omelet bar and get it myself.
That would be tempting. You know, it's kind of like...
It's hard.
It would be tempting, you know?
If they came in here and they had a hot plate of breakfast food and it was wafting in throughout the studio, that'd be the biggest temptation in the world.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. It would be difficult. I'm sitting here stunned thinking about French toast.
I'm so weak-minded.
Right.
I have no willpower whatsoever that I would probably... scrap my morals and head in there.
It would be challenging.
I would be sheepish.
Yeah.
You know what I would do is...
Why don't we just ask?
I'd pretend to have a duffel bag.
Oh, why don't we... We need an intern.
Okay? Yeah, I know.
And send him over there every day at 6:30 to get our breakfast.
we should.
Come back with plates for bacon and eggs for everybody.
No. We need the intern... We send the intern over there, and then he calls us with the menu.
Right.
hey, they got some cinnamon raisin bagels today. They don't have Captain Crunch.
I love it.
He reads off the menu.
Let's get our interns back.
I know. I miss our interns.
All right. We got to wrap up here. It's lunchtime. Grant and Danny are coming in here in a few minutes. So everybody, thanks. Sorry for the delay. Hope you guys have a great weekend.
Yeah.
And we'll be back next week on Bit Season.
See you guys.
Take care. Bye.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In 2013, two brutal murders left the city of Davis, California, paralyzed in fear.
The victims were an elderly couple. It was up close and personal.
I'm 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty. I thought I had seen it all until I encountered the mastermind behind those murders.
I think the word is psychotic.
This is 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders. Follow and listen to 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.